views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Sonny's Barbecue.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. A little bit of Bing there for us to get things started per request from a guest in the studio. You know who it is. It's time. It's for Sonny's Barbecue, and Eldon Scott is in the house.
You today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Great. It's a little brisk out this morning.
Well, that's why the song's so perfect.
That's why I said that's the perfect song. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Okay, then. All right.
It's my one good note.
Yes. What a beautiful. Okay, now we're going to have to recruit you for some other duties.
Uh-oh.
In addition to all the things you're already doing.
Well, you know, I was... The lip sync battle, right? I lost my voice during the lip sync battle. Because
was that last night?
No. That was at the fair.
Oh, that's right.
With
at the
Cat
fair.
Country when
that's
we
right.
did that at the fairgrounds. And I lost my voice because I wasn't lip syncing. I think I was actually singing the lyrics, and then I lost my voice. So the next couple of days were a little rough. So
well, that's okay. But yeah. Again, I follow Eldon on Facebook. This man is everywhere in this community. How many? You were somewhere last night, right?
I was somewhere last night. I was
because you were doing the Reese. The,
yeah, it was Reese the Joy for Art Gateway, yes,
which is
ma'am.
A great charity.
Yeah, Mr. Stephen Rampersad asked me to come out. And, it was a packed house. Mr. Brent Lane was MCing doing the auction thing.
Yeah, we know that guy.
Yeah, that guy.
We heard of him sometimes,
yeah. Yeah, maybe a time or two.
Right.
But did a great job as always MCing the events. Miss Sue Strong was out there, and it was great. I mean, it was a packed house. It's a beautiful venue, the Sanctuary over there on 9th Avenue. They've
that
done
is
a great
gorgeous.
Job
yeah.
renovating that into an amazing event space. So,
well, and the wreaths benefit, the funds that they make benefit Art Gateway, which is an amazing organization.
I got outbid on mine.
Uh-oh.
Shocker. I wound up, I put a bid in and started talking and then lost track of time. And
what?
And got outbid. Yeah, I know.
I'm shocked.
I was trying to get a gingerbread wreath for the wifey. And
Yeah,
I was talking and... Shocker, right?
Okay. You were talking? No.
Yeah, no.
Never. All right. So speaking of talking and speaking of Sonny's Barbecue, a lot going on this holiday season. So bring us up to speed.
We're in the full swing of the holiday season. We've launched officially our brand new seasonal menu. So excited
about
that.
Please talk about that.
So
someone brought
you
me something.
A little bit of goodies this morning.
I'm figured so excited.
Not that prime rib breakfast isn't great, but, you know, it took a little time. It takes a little time to get the prime rib ready, but...
You'd think with all this technology, you know, we can see, we have video, we've got that you ought to be able to
that
like
smell-o-vision.
Have some kind of smell-o because y'all, this thing's cinnamon and butter,
apple. Oh, sweet tea glaze.
Ooh. And by the way, let me just make a personal note. You are the very first person who has brought me, I'm going to consider this like a holiday gift, right?
Oh, yeah, okay.
And the first time anybody's brought me some food.
Tis the season.
Tis the season, so I'm all in, so thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am.
Excuse me, you talk, I'm going to eat chow.
I'll talk, yes, I'm going to talk about that seasonal menu, so.
This is the wrapping.
All right. Trying to paint the picture, right?
Paint with the our picture words. About paint that seasonal menu while words, I so. Season the menu.
Yeah, so we last night was the first night doing the prime rib at the eye roll in the best way.
So good, y'all. So good.
So we did prime rib last night, and we'll be doing it on Thursday through Sunday night. So from 4 to close, we'll have prime rib available. And that's served with a horseradish sauce and an au jus, served medium rare. And then we have our cheesy skillet potatoes. Excited about that. Been getting tons of great feedback.
Mm-hmm.
And it's delicious. Got a little crumble on top and cheesy potatoes. What's wrong with that?
With prime rib. Sounds good
with
to me.
With prime rib, yeah.
Sounds good to me.
And then our candy bacon mac and cheese. That's another one that we've just rolled out. The smoke and gun sandwich, which I cooked a modified version at Egg Fest and took third place with
that's what
that
you I know he brought the
sandwich.
trophy in and showed me that
I
was
show
so
that
cool
off, but that sandwich is now on our menu with chopped brisket and that jalapeno cheddar hot link sausage with the banana peppers or sweet sauce and some red onions. So that is a delicious sandwich. You should definitely try that. In addition to doing prime rib, we were doing a prime rib sandwich. And
I love that.
You know, the
prime rib. Is that available all day long?
Available all day long. So okay. Prime rib is available during the evening. That prime rib sandwich is available all day long. So
perfect. You know, okay.
It'll be dunked in au jus and then with creamy horseradish sauce, some crispy onions.
Excuse me, I'm going to take another bite.
You're excused. No problem at all. I'll keep talking.
Hungry.
So that prime rib sandwich, and then we have two, I don't want to say new, but rebooted chicken wings. So we have Alabama white sauce. There are a lot of people a big fan of the Alabama white sauce.
What is white sauce on
chicken? It's a creamy, peppery, vinegary white sauce. So basically it's a mayonnaise and vinegar and, you know, black pepper.
It's not really a ranch. It's totally different.
It's not really a ranch. It's kind of,
vinegary.
Yeah, it's a little more vinegary. Huh. But it's great. Some people are huge fans of it. I had one guy, Mr. Andy May, who works with NSEC, he's like, man, you talked about, I have a networking group I go to, and he's like, you talked about the wings, and I went the same day. I said, dude, I literally told you December 2nd it starts. So,
we're there.
Yeah, he was there, you know, November 31st, ready for the, or whatever,
28th
or whatever it was, he went. And I said, December 2nd, man. And so he went back on December 2nd, got the wings. He said, man, those are so good. I love them.
Well, people are taking notes right now. I just want you to know.
Yeah. Come and try the Alabama white sauce chicken wings. And smoked and then tossed in the white sauce.
And so, you said there was another one, too.
And then another one is the Florida citrus sauce. So we got a orange marmalade, and they kind of add a few other things. I don't want to give all the secrets away.
That sounds really good.
Yeah.
Wow. And so, okay.
But I'll give one secret I'll give away is that they're smoked.
Right.
Wings.
Right.
On our smokers at 250 degrees.
Wow.
Until they're done. So they got that perfect smoky flavor. And then we grill them and then toss them in that citrus sauce. So they're delicious. If you've not had our smoked wings, if you've not had our smoked wings, you're missing out. They're so good. So.
Absolutely. So how long are those items going to be on the menu?
So they're going to be, it's going to basically run for 3 months. So
okay. So not just the holidays, but continuing through March.
They're going to run into January, February.
February, okay.
So we'll have those available, you know, for the next couple months. So definitely come and get it, try it out, you know, give you a little bit of time to try all the different things, all the different new things. And obviously, it's Christmas time, so you're entertaining family. The snowball derby's in town.
Yes.
I used to live close to the racetrack, so that was one of my favorite times of year. I mean, it's just like nonstop.
Right. Yeah, that's weekend. We've got the Pensacola Beach Chambers lighted boat parade is tonight at 6:30 at the Sound. And then Sunday is the Surf and Santa Beach Parade. So you can go to Sonny's.
Go to Sonny's.
Take the whole family there, have lunch, and then praise it too. Head out to the beach and see Santa.
Absolutely. And you're out at the Snowball Derby all day. Go
see.
Yeah,
right up the road.
We have our Sonny's barbecue right up the street right there on Pine Forest.
That's right.
Just south of the interstate. So come on over there and see Mr. Devin. He's the manager over there and the team there. They do a great job. Shout out to our pitmaster over there, Chris, and he does a great job. He's one of the top pit masters in the whole company, all the Sonny's. So he's amazing. He does a great job.
If you've just tuned in, we're talking with Eldon Scott with Sonny's Barbecue on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. And if you have a question for Eldon about the menus, about they have party rooms, they have gift cards. There's so many questions, little time. But text it in at 850-437-1620.
I mean, you just set up the whole next segment because you gave three things that we got to talk about.
It's on my mind because I'm thinking I'm already looking for the stocking stuffers.
We got it, stocking stuffers. So let's talk about them.
Yes.
The gift cards. We have our Bonus Bucks program that's running through the holidays, through the end of the year, actually.
I personally really love because of the Bonus Bucks.
The Bonus Bucks.
So you have to tell them about
that. You buy $25, a $25 gift certificate, you'll get an extra $5 Bonus Bucks that
Yay.
You can go back and spend with us in January, February. And so it's a great program, and we don't tell. So if you buy the gift card for someone, you can keep that Bonus Bucks for yourself, or you can gift it to them. That's completely up to you.
That's perfect. So here's the thing, though. Where can they get those? We probably should mention all your locations.
Yep. So you can
maybe
get them at all of our locations.
Maybe somebody that's new to town doesn't know where you are.
Yep. So the primary four stores in our listenership here in Pensacola, so that Pine Forest location, just south of I-10.
Right.
And it's there just off of Pine Forest. It's technically on Shelley Road.
Okay.
And then we have our 9th Avenue location, located right there by the airport behind the AutoZone. Our Navy Boulevard location, which is right at the end of Highway 98 towards the main entrance of NAS Pensacola. And then our Pace location over in front of the Lowe's in, I think it's technically P Ridge.
Okay. So you could stop at any one of those to get gift cards, Bonus Bucks, and try out the prime rib.
For sure.
For sure. But also, I mean, it's probably getting pretty close now, but it may not be too late still if you're thinking about having a little party or a little gathering with maybe, you know, more than a few people. You have the banquet halls available at two of your locations.
We do have two banquet rooms available at the Navy Boulevard location. We can host up to 75. And then our 9th Avenue location, we can host up to 40.
Okay. So you were telling me also that I know you've been catering a lot. I always see you bringing Sonny's to all kinds of events. So absolutely. Talk about that a little bit. Is that holiday catering is available?
Yeah. We can cater any number of folks, you know, up to 1,000 or 10,000.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm thinking smaller than that, so I have to think big. Definitely think big.
From 10 to 10,000 is what I like to say.
Yowza.
So the largest catering I've been directly involved with, we did Alumni for USA Football. It was 4,300 people.
Wow. That's impressive. That's impressive.
Yeah.
But it's the time, so you can do that.
A lot of time goes into that, a ton of time. But typically within about 72 hours, we can feed 100 to 200 people, no problem.
That's wonderful. So keep that in mind as well. And who would they call to set up something like that? One of the individual stores or you? Or
you can call any of the stores directly. You can use the good old Google or you can call me. I'll give my cell phone, 850-418-3331.
All right. Now you've got the hit. Uh-oh. You've got something. And Sonny's also on Facebook. So you can friend him on Facebook and see all the different places that he's out and about in our community. Because you really do such a great job in terms of visiting various locations, all kinds of charities. Everywhere I go, I see a picture of the fringe man who is basically out and about and making a big difference in our community. So right now we are talking to Eldon Scott, who is with Sonny's Barbecue, and Eldon has been with them for quite a while now and certainly well-known in our community. And this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Have you got a question for Eldon? Do you have something that you're thinking about in terms of barbecue? Maybe you have a favorite dish at Sonny's. What is your favorite dish at Sonny's? Text that in and let us know. 850-437-1620.
Yeah. Give us a call. Let's see here. We're going to do a giveaway today?
That's up to you. You tell me what we're going to do.
We're going to do a giveaway.
Okay. What would you like to give away?
Do we need to tease it?
We can do that or we could do it now. It's totally up to you.
We can do it now?
Yeah. Let's do it
now. We'll do it now.
Okay. You tell me. We're not giving away the cinnamon thing that I just got.
No.
I'm keeping it.
Oh, we didn't even. Well, I guess we did kind of talk about it. Yeah, those are great.
Okay, so, you describe what you gave to me.
Yeah, so that is apple cinnamon bread pudding. We make those fresh every day.
I'm just saying.
And the sweet tea glaze. So it has chunks of apple in it. And
put it this way, very rarely am I at a loss for words.
Wow. Radio silence.
Yes, because this is so good.
And you can get those. That's, you know, kind of the dessert item that they added on this seasonal menu. And along with our donut holes, those are something that we offer all the time.
Here you go. Catherine's got a question for you. What portions do the wings come in? Is it a dozen or?
I believe it's eight. Yeah.
Eight. Okay. There you go, Catherine. So an eight.
Yep.
So you could order two orders, three orders, however many you need.
But yeah. And then we also offer wings for catering.
Okay, there you go.
So you can order them in bulk.
And then all the different sauces we just talked about.
All the different sauces.
I'm so hungry when you leave.
That's the whole point.
I know. All right, so we've got a giveaway. What would you like to do here?
We're going to do one of our holiday hams.
Yay. Okay, talk about that.
So we have a holiday feast. Yeah. So it's a spiral cut ham that's smoked with a honey glaze. So... yeah.
Yum. Okay.
Yum. Hungry again.
All right. So we've got the spiral cut honey glazed ham.
Yes, ma'am.
What size ham is that?
So it's going to be about a 9 to 10 pound ham.
Ooh, okay.
And it's going to be enough to feed, you know, that does have the bone in it. So, but it's going to be enough to feed about 10 people.
Ooh, fantastic. All right. So we're going to have to do some kind of a little question here. What would you like us to do?
What did I bring Meg?
Good question.
To the radio station. Second person to get the correct answer.
Gets the ham. All right. You know the number, 850-437-1620. If you can be the second texter to name what Eldon brought to me this morning.
And I'm going to tell you why I picked a second person.
Okay.
Because when you order this, almost gave the answer what it was. It comes in two. So you get two of them when you order it from Sonny's.
Okay. Someone said wings. Nope. Nope. No wings. Nope. Nope. Nope.
It's what I brought Meg today.
Okay. Let me see here.
I think we talked about it twice. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Second person with the right answer.
Okay. Hang on a minute. Let's see. Okay. Here we go. Second person in is, wait a minute. Cinnamon bread pudding, does that count? Is that close enough?
That'll count. Cinnamon apple bread pudding.
The winner is Jacqueline.
Congratulations
Jacqueline. So send in your name, address, email address, date of birth, and we'll get you that certificate so you can take advantage. I'm telling you, you're not going to be sorry. It's good. Yeah. The ham is going to be fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely. It's delicious. Spiral cut ham, and that glaze goes on top and smoked. It's good stuff.
So. All right. So thanks to everybody that's texting in. We do have a winner. Jacqueline just won the fabulous ham just in time for Christmas.
Just in time. So that's perfect.
So thank you for your generosity in doing something like that for
Always
our listeners.
Enjoy giving something away. Everybody's so excited to win something. And
absolutely.
It's a great way. Well, you know, not everybody's always going to try everything, right?
Right.
There's so many options, and we're so honored when people come to Sonny's, and you know, we like to say we have the best Southern hospitality, and we work hard on that every day. And
we always have great service.
Yeah.
I mean, the service there and the people that work there are so friendly. You really do feel like you're going to kind of a down-home place. It's some place that's not formal. It's very informal in a good way.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a family place.
And we're full service, right? So not only do we have the drive-through and the takeout where you can, you know, come and place your order and pick them up and go real quick if you need to. You know, we're full service, sit-down restaurant where we're going to take care of you, give you that good Southern hospitality service and get you taken care of with some good slow smoke barbecue.
Okay, this is the coolest thing. Are you ready?
Okay.
So Jackie just sent in her information to me, and at the bottom she put birthday present. Her birthday's today.
Oh, happy birthday,
How about
Jackie.
That? Happy birthday, Jackie. What a great thing.
That's a great way.
So she's got the ham for her birthday. That's awesome.
Well, and that's a great story, right?
Yeah.
The gentleman who won the prime rib last week.
Uh-huh.
He was telling me a story that his son loves Sonny's and is in the Navy.
Oh.
And is traveling here, and he's driving 400 miles. He was so excited that he was going to get prime rib from last week when we did that giveaway.
Yeah.
For Christmas. And he was super excited. You know, his son was in the Navy, and he's like, he's coming, and his on his list to do was to go eat at Sonny's.
That's so cool. Because you always have that place at home that you miss when you're
absolutely.
Away. So that's pretty neat.
Yeah.
Okay, we have one more question that just came in. This is a good one. Does Sonny's have any gluten-free barbecue?
So none of our sauces have gluten in them. So, you know, the meats do not have gluten. So the rubs and the sauces are gluten-free. So, you know, your meats are gluten-free. Obviously, the breads. Sometimes when we do catering, well, a lot of times we have requests, so we'll purchase gluten-free items, you know, for that. So we do have gluten-free options.
That's good to know because people are very health conscious these days, and you have lots of options on the menu. So so many different things.
It's very diverse.
I mean, we've got a couple of minutes here, and assuming people know what you serve.
Yeah.
So, okay, I've never been to Sonny's before.
Yeah.
What do I order?
I mean, everything from, you know, pulled pork. You know, sliced brisket, chopped brisket. We do sliced pork. Let's see here. What else? We do smoked turkey. We do smoked turkey year-round. We also do it for the holiday feast. As part of the holiday feast, you get cranberry sauce.
And you're still doing that, too?
We are doing that through the holidays. Yes, ma'am, through Christmas. And that sweet potato casserole. Whew, my goodness.
Is that included with the holiday
feast? That is good
stuff.
That is part of the holiday feast. It's one of the options. So
explain what that is,
Yeah, so, you know, you get the options of a ham or a turkey.
Mm-hmm.
It's that half ham. It's the, you know, 9 to 10 pound ham. That's spiral cut. Or you can get a turkey that's enough to feed 10 people. And then you can pick three options. So sweet potato casserole, which is, again, delicious. Cornbread dressing, mashed potatoes, corn, and then you can pick any of our other sides. So those are kind of the sides that aren't traditionally on our menu. But I'm telling you that sweet potato casserole might be the best. You know, it's good.
And your Southern is showing.
I talked about the cornbread stuffing might be better than anybody in my family makes. So it's good. It's very good as well. So. We can get those set up for you, you know, at your convenience. If you want to feed, you know, your office party, or you know, want to do a lunch, we can set it up for you. You can pick up for catering. So, or we can have it delivered for you. There's a little fee for delivery. And then also, we also do full service setup and serve, where we'll come out, we'll bring a team, set up everything, and
that sounds good to me.
Actually serve you.
Yeah, I kind of like that option. I'm checking that one in the box.
Check that box. And then we'll do the cleanup, too. That's the big part.
Oh,
we'll
that's
do
the cleanup bigger box.
And take all the mess away. So that's the big part of that one. So
yeah, that's fantastic.
Nobody loves doing the cleanup, but it's just part of it, right?
Yeah, it is. But you know what? With the holidays here, you could treat your family. You could treat your office workers. You could. Mm-hmm. There's so many options when you have all these different options available.
For sure. Yeah. You know, sides, the mac and cheese, potato salad, you know, talking about menu options, potato salad, coleslaw, which I believe we modified our coleslaw recipe. We went to a shredded slaw versus the chopped slaw, and it's delicious.
That sounds very homemade to me, the shredded.
It's made fresh in-house every day, so I mean, it's good. I'm a big fan of the coleslaw improvement. I was just talking with someone last night. They were raving about the chicken tenders that we have.
Oh, okay. So, isn't that funny? I bet when you go out, people tell you what their favorite things are. Do you get that a lot?
Oh, all the time. This is my favorite thing.
Because everybody thinks you're cooking. Sure. He's got the fringe and the cowboy hat. So
I mean, I do a little cooking, you know.
Okay.
I mean, I did win the award at the
Egg
Fest.
That's true.
You know?
That's true. Okay.
You know, I'm not all fringe. I've got a little.
All right. There's so many.
I got some skills.
So many jokes there, but we're not going to. All right. So it's a little bit before 10. We've got about a minute or so left. What do you want to leave folks with on this Friday?
Well, come see us at our locations. Our teams they're ready to take care of you. Obviously, all those catering needs that you need to have taken care of. You know, if you want to use the bank room or if we want to bring it to your location, we'd love to serve you this holiday season. Those bonus bucks gift cards, definitely take advantage of those. Those sweet and smoky ribs, make a mess of stockings. So get those gift cards to feed your favorite barbecue lover some slow smoke Sonny's barbecue, and just excited for the holiday season, right? It's a great time of year. Everybody's happier, I think. Not that it doesn't come with its own stress, but
you could de-stress by having Sonny's do the food for you. I'm just saying.
They That's say when you're de-stress. When you're hungry, you're a little cranky. So
and I would say go by there in the morning and pick up some of the cinnamon bread pudding, cinnamon apple bread pudding, and take it to the office.
Buy a dozen and keep them at the house.
Absolutely. Yep. Thank you, Eldon, for being here this morning.
Meg.
We've been talking with Eldon Scott with Sonny's Barbecue here in Pensacola on Pensacola's Expert Panel. We'll be back in just a couple minutes after the news. Thanks, Eldon. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.